It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with each other.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love, Mafia.
Hey besties, welcome to I Miss Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Welcome to the official first episode of season 5. I have been working on this season for the past almost 2 months now, and I am literally so excited for you guys to see everything new that this season is bringing. If you're new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome. We are a healing self-growth community, all looking to become the best versions of ourselves together and heal. And if you're not new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome back. I missed you. I cannot wait again for you guys to see everything new that this season is bringing. A lot of changes. You will get to see them as the season progresses, but the main reason as to why I decided to rebrand I Missed Me again is because I was feeling very stuck. I was feeling very stagnant, and I was reading you guys' comments, which inspired me to rebrand and bring new topics, bring new conversations, and also my life has changed a lot. So I thought, why not bring all of the changes that are happening in my life and all of the things that I've been learning in the past couple of months and bring them to I Missed Me and bring them to you guys so that again we can grow and heal together. Before we get started with today's episode, which is going to be probably a long one, I do want to introduce a couple of changes that are happening with this season because you guys are going to be able to be more involved than in past seasons. Number one, I highly suggest for you guys to subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel because all of the episodes are going to be posted on video on there from now on. I Missed Me podcast on YouTube. It is ad-free. I know that you guys hate ads. You commented and you tell me all the time. So now you can watch every single episode on YouTube, play it on your TV, play it on your computer, play it on your background, cleaning your room. Whenever you watch your YouTube and whenever you guys have your YouTube time, you can now play I Missed Me's episodes on YouTube. Again, I Missed Me podcast on YouTube, ad-free. Number two, you guys can now be a part of I Missed Me's episodes. I decided to open a section at the end of every episode from now on called On the Phone with Mafe. The reason why I decided to open this section is because I get so many DMs and so many questions and so many comments under my episodes on Spotify because you guys know that I have a sticker and I only have so much time to answer so many questions and I want to be able to answer as many as possible. So I decided to create On the Phone with Mafe. There is a survey on our Instagram highlights where you can leave your phone number, your question, and your name for a chance to be called on I Missed Me's episodes. We're going to have the whole episode, and then at the end we're gonna have On the Phone with Mafe. So definitely do not leave because you guys are gonna be able to be a part of the end of every episode. I'm gonna be calling some of you guys. You guys can ask your questions, you guys can share whatever it is that you're going through, and I am going to try to give you the best advice based on my experiences, based on the things that I've been through, and again we can all grow and heal together. Also, we now have a Patreon. Our membership is finally ready. I know that this membership has been back and forth over the past 2 years, but finally it is established. It is only $10 a month. As soon as you sign up, you're gonna receive a no name hoodie. I have a clothing brand and it is literally the comfiest hoodies, and now as soon as you sign up, you're gonna be able to receive a no name hoodie, an extra episode every single month, challenges, PDF guides, journals, meditations, so much helpful healing content on there. Definitely worth it. Again, only $10 a month and you receive so much. much. I'm going to be posting so much content on TikTok, so much content on Instagram. So definitely go follow those I Miss Me podcast on both of them so that you can keep up with all of the new content and all of the new things that are coming. Retreats, in-person events, so many things that I literally cannot wait for you guys to see. And I cannot wait to share with you guys. We're going to go little by little. One last thing, and before we finally get started with today's episode, don't forget that by rating the podcast on Apple or on Spotify, wherever you listen to I Miss Me, and taking a screenshot of your rating, you can DM it to I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram. And as soon as you DM your rating, you're going to have access to a free downloadable PDF guide. You're going to get a link. It's going to take you to a PDF and it's going to be free for you guys to download. It is a guide on how to form healthy habits. It's been super helpful for a lot of you guys. We've sent over 200 already and your results have been amazing. So again, all you have to do is rate the podcast, send it via DM to I Miss Me Podcast or even my personal Instagram. The thing is, sometimes I don't get my DMs, so it's just easier to DM it to I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram. But again, both of the accounts work. All you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot, DM it to I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, and you're gonna immediately receive a free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. With all of that being said, I really hope that I didn't miss anything. Let's get started with today's episode. My birthday was last week. I turned 21. I get so many comments asking how old I am. I am 21. Some of you guys think I'm younger. Some of you guys think I'm older. I turned 21. And over the past few years, ever since I started my clothing brand when I was 16, my birthday has been a very hard date for me because I am now scared to grow up. I have had the privilege to enjoy so many things being young that I just want to stay young forever. I don't like growing up. I don't like feeling like time is running out. And this is such a wrong concept to believe, I know. But for some reason, I have engraved on my subconscious mind that the older I get, the less that I can achieve. Again, for some wrong reason that I really have to heal and work on. But it was my birthday last week. I had the most amazing time with my friends. It was literally like a whole 4-day celebration where I just had amazing people around me and I was the happiest. And as much as I struggle with my birthday because of fear of growing up and feeling like time is running out and that I'm not doing enough, I also take a lot of pride in how much I've grown as a person and how many lessons I've learned over the past 4-5 years, how much I've transformed, how much my life has changed, and again, how many things I've learned. And so I thought that it would be a very cool idea to make this first episode of season 5, 21 things I've learned at 21, 21 lessons and 21 mindset shifts that have completely changed my life and have made me the person that I am today at 21 years old. Let's get started with number one. The only constant in life is change, probably one of the most important ones and the one that I've struggled with the most. Sometimes when I'm very happy, I wish I could stay like this forever. I wish I could keep my relationships like this forever. I wish I could just stay like this with this amount of happiness and with this amount of peace forever. And then something happens and then I lose something or I lose someone or my life takes a 360. And the reason why I suffer so much and the reason why we suffer so much when change happens is because we had attached ourselves so much to what we thought our life was and to what we wanted our present to be forever. But the truth is that the only way we're going to be able to enjoy change, because change is never a good or bad thing, it just is if we stop attaching so much to what we think our life looks like and we just let the universe surprise us. Because if we don't, we're just going to keep suffering. Because again, the only constant in life is change. Change is inevitable. It is something that's going to happen and we can either learn how to embrace it and hug it and be excited about it or fear it and be anxious about it, be anxious over it, be scared of it, and it's going to happen either way. So we can either learn how to enjoy life with change or fear life with change, but change is going to happen anyways. Number two, also very connected to change. Change happens because we asked for it. Sometimes we pray, we manifest. I want a healthy relationship. I want a stable job. I want this opportunity. I want to go to this place. And our life completely changes. We lose people, we lose things, we lose relationships, we lose opportunities. But this is only because whatever we're praying for and wherever we're asking for cannot happen with us staying where we are with what we have and with who we have. We cannot accept and welcome a healthy, happy relationship staying with the same toxic person. We cannot take on this new opportunity by staying in the same place. We cannot go to this new place staying where we are right now. We cannot accept a new job staying in our old. Change cannot happen without change happening. And the reason why change is happening is because you asked for it. Number three, everything that doesn't happen is for a reason. I know that it's normally everything happens for a reason. Everything that you're going through is for a reason. But I've also learned that everything that doesn't happen and everything that you're not going through that you wish you were going through also happens for a reason. And it is for your highest good. Everything that you're not going through is to protect your heart, to protect your soul, to protect your brain, to protect your mental health. Whatever you asked for and has not been given to you is either because you're meant for bigger and better, and it is just simply not for you. Whatever you go through is for you. Whatever you don't go through is not for you, and it is as simple as that. It is not because God hates you. It is not because you're not worthy of receiving it. It is not because it is a punishment. It is just simply because it is protecting your heart. Number four, and I cannot wait to make a full episode about this, but you are responsible for your healing. It is not always going to be your fault that people hurt you. It is not always going to be your fault that people do you wrong. It is not always going to be your fault that people don't apologize or don't give you closure. There are a lot of things that you're going to go through that are not going to be your fault. And there are a lot of moments where you're going to suffer and you're going to left wondering, why did this person do this to me? I would have never done this to them. Why am I being treated so poorly? But regardless if you receive closure or an apology or an explanation or not, you are still responsible for your healing. And if you just sit and wait for an apology or for closure, you're wasting your time. You're not always going to get it. And you're doing a dishonor to your healing, because growth happens when you accept, you forgive, and you take responsibility of your feelings and of your healing. And if you don't, then you're never going to grow. It is not always going to be your fault, but it is always going to be your responsibility. Number five, also a huge one for me. For a very long time, I think that I lived from a place of ego, thinking that everything had to happen my way. And if it didn't, then I would get mad and I would just wait for people to apologize when they didn't even have to apologize. And if they didn't, then the relationship would just end. Super wrong way to live. I learned and I grew, but I also understood that number five, an argument cannot be solved in the same level of consciousness that it was created. And for you not to keep going through the same things over and over again, and for you not to keep falling into the same arguments, being the same egotistical, rude person, you are going to have to raise your level of consciousness. And for an argument to be solved, you need to grow. You need to learn how to open your perspective, see things from two points of view, see things from their point of view, your point of view, and understand that we understand things in two different ways. We were raised in two different ways. Sometimes we're just not going to be able to understand each other again because we're coming from two different perspectives. But the only way to fix an argument is if you raise your level of consciousness and decide that sometimes the relationship is more worth it than the argument. Sometimes your mental peace is more worth it than the argument. Sometimes your mental health is more worth it than being right or wrong. Your level of consciousness has to rise for you not to keep going through the same arguments over and over again. Number six, gratitude is the way to everything. If you want something, ask for it with gratitude. If you don't want something, ask for it with gratitude. If you receive something, receive it with gratitude. And if something leaves your life, say goodbye to it with gratitude. My favorite Bible verse, and I'm going to be sharing a lot about my spirituality and my relationship with God more this season, because I get a lot of questions. Are you religious? Are you spiritual? Do you believe in God? What do you believe in? And I know that you guys have a lot of questions regarding that topic. I have chose to keep it private because I do believe that that is the most intimate part of my life. But again, I do feel like sharing it this season. So we are going to talk about my spirituality in a future episode. But one of my favorite Bible verses is Matthew 25:29. The more that you have of something, the more of that will be given. The less that you have of that something, even what you have will be taken away. And I didn't really understand this Bible verse when I first read it. But then I read The Secret and I understood that it meant gratitude. The more gratitude that you have towards things, the more of those things that you will receive. And the less gratitude that you have towards the things that you have and towards life, even what you have will be taken away, because you should receive everything with appreciation and gratitude and not from a place of need and just given because you asked for those things. Like, yeah, I'm receiving these because I asked for it. No. yeah, I'm receiving this because I am worthy of it, but also thank you, God, and thank you, universe, and I will take care of it and I will appreciate it. Because again, if you don't receive things with gratitude, even what you have will be taken away from you. And I have unfortunately experienced this throughout my life, so I've learned that gratitude is the way to everything.
Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order.
Number 7, hurt people. I grew up being someone that would take everything extremely personal. If they said this about me, they hate me. If they hurt me, they hate me. If they don't invite me, they hate me. I am the one in the wrong. I am not worthy. I am a horrible person. And I took everybody's actions and words towards me extremely personal. And then I understood that if someone purposely hurts you, it is because they are personally hurting. Because I've worked so much on me and on my healing that I understand how important it is to keep your peace, and I understand how good it feels to be at peace with yourself, that I want everybody to feel that way. I would never purposely hurt someone because I know how good it feels like to be at peace, that I am going to assume that if you try to take my peace away from me, you're just not at peace. Because if you were, you would know how good it feels, and you would try your best to make everybody feel that way. So if you don't, it's because you're hurting. Hurt people, hurt people. Number 8, and I will also post a whole episode about this, but you are also choosing. I feel like sometimes we are so hard on ourselves to be the perfect person for our friends, for our family, for the people that we're meeting to date, we just try to be so perfect for others and try so hard to be chosen and try so hard to be enough that we forget that we're also choosing. We also get to decide if that person is enough for me. We also get to decide if those friends are the ones that I actually want. Sometimes we waste so much time trying to change ourselves to be perfect for others that we forget that we can also choose, and our choice and our voice is actually the most important one. We are our priority, and there is no reason as to why we should put someone else's choice towards us before our own choice towards people. Number 9, peace is not boring. And this has been such a hard concept for me to learn, because for a very long time, I became addicted to constant anxiety, constant chasing, constant begging, that when that stopped, I felt like my life was so boring. And I felt like I had to go back to toxic people, toxic relationships. I need those highs and lows. I weirdly need that anxiety. And I weirdly need to feel like I'm pursuing something to feel like my life is interesting. But I finally came to terms with the fact that peace is not boring. I'm just not used to it. And the only way I get used to peace and the only way I find comfort in peace and stop suffering all the time is if I rewire and train my brain that we are not bored, we're just at peace. And because we haven't been at peace in a very long time, it just feels like a weird concept. But peace is not boring. It is just uncomfortable because you're not used to it and you've been feeling anxiety your whole life. Number 10, also extremely important, you teach people how to treat you. And this has also been a huge one for me, because being a people pleaser, it's not easy, and you're just constantly looking to be validated and chosen by others. But if you constantly allow people to treat you poorly, if you constantly allow people to step over you and to treat you however they want and don't do anything about it and don't let go and don't put a stop, people are going to continue to treat you that way. And it is not their fault, it is yours, because you are letting them know that by treating you bad, you're still gonna stay. So they're going to continue to treat you bad. If you let people know that treating you like shit is okay, then they're just gonna go the easy way. They're not gonna put any effort into you. And again, it is not gonna be their fault. It is gonna be yours because you are allowing it. Number 11, you cannot fix people. The sooner that you understand this concept, the sooner that you're gonna stop wasting your time, because you're gonna understand that you cannot fix people. It is not your responsibility. It should not be something that you should want to do. You should want people that are healed, just like you are healed, or at least trying to be better because you are trying to be better. And people fix themselves and people change because they want to change, not because you want them to change. And if they don't want to change and you do, then instead of trying so hard to make someone change, then just find people that are looking to change just as much as you're looking to change, to heal and to be better. That is the only way that you're going to feel like people actually respect you and you have relationships that are worth it, by understanding that you cannot change people, but you are the one that can change. And as much as you cannot change people around you, you can change the people around you. Number 12, if you don't repair, you will continue to repeat. Life is made out of cycles. It is made out of patterns, and God continues to put you through the same situation over and over again, not because it hates you and not because it's punishing you and not because it's watching you suffer, so it wants you to continue to suffer, but it is exactly because of that. It wants you to stop suffering, but it wants you to learn the lesson that it has for you there. So it will continue to put you through the same situation over and over again until you actually learn, until you actually finally learn how to let go, how to stand up for yourself, how to respect yourself, how to love yourself. But until you don't repair, you will continue to repeat. Number 13, your relationships are a reflection of your relationship with yourself. Huge one. If you love yourself, you're only going to allow people that love you as much as you love yourself in your life. If you hate yourself, you're gonna think that people hating you is normal. I've definitely been on both sides. Sometimes I've said that I love myself and that I'm obsessed with myself, but then my relationships say otherwise. I was in a 2-year relationship where I was treated like shit, and at the same time I was saying that I loved myself, but if I really loved myself, why was I allowing that treatment? So your relationships are a direct reflection of your relationship with yourself. If you love yourself, don't allow people that don't love you in your life. If you respect yourself, don't allow people that disrespect you. You're contradicting yourself, and you're contradicting the way that you say that you feel about yourself. Number 14, unfortunately, growing means leaving people behind. And the only reason being, not everybody's looking to grow with you. Not everybody is looking to grow at the same pace that you're looking to grow. Not everybody is looking to be better. And as sad of a concept as this might be, it is also a blessing, and it is also a gift to know that you are only going to have to let people go whenever they don't want to grow with you anymore, which means that when you're on the other side and when you've grown and when you've healed, you're going to find people that are also looking to grow, that have also grown, that are also looking to heal, and that have also healed. Growing means leaving people behind only because they're just simply not looking to grow with you. Number 15, whatever receives attention expands. Whatever receives attention receives energy, and whatever receives energy has life. The only thing that gives life to things is energy, and your energy goes to where your attention goes. So whatever receives attention expands. The relationships that receive attention expand. The way that you treat it, if it receives attention, expands. Your desires, your prayers, your manifestations, your thoughts. Again, whatever receives attention expands. Knowing that, be very careful to what and who you give attention to, because that is what is going to have life in your life. Number 16, the universe and God never says no. It's either yes, not yet, or I have something better. If you don't receive something, it is because it is simply not for you right now, or there is something better. It's not no because you don't deserve it, because you're a horrible person, because you're being punished. No, it is just simply because you're either not ready and you're gonna receive it whenever you're fully ready to appreciate it, or there's just simply something better for you. Those are the only two outcomes. Yes, not yet, or I have something better. Number 17, temporary pleasure will always lead to pain. So instead of choosing temporary pleasure, choose permanent peace. Yes, calling that one toxic ex is gonna bring you pleasure and comfort in the moment, but in a few days, you're gonna feel the breaking no contact hungover. You're gonna want to call them again. You're gonna want to hear them again. You're gonna question yourself as to why did I do it if I said that I was never gonna go back. Going back to drinking or going back to smoking, going back to vaping, it is going to give you pleasure. It will calm your anxiety, but then it is gonna bring more anxiety. Then it's gonna bring more suffering. It is gonna bring more pain. And so you're gonna be stuck constantly in this cycle of pain and pleasure, pain and pleasure, pain and pleasure, until you finally decide to break it, be like, okay, I'm gonna suffer for a little bit, but on the long run, I'm gonna feel permanent peace because I'm not attached to any type of temporary pleasure, which means that you're not gonna be attached to any type of suffering anymore. Number 18, healing does not mean becoming the best version of yourself. I feel like for a very long time, I misinterpreted healing as I need to wake up at 5 a.m. I need to go to the gym. I need to do all of these things and become the best version of myself. Follow trends on social media. Become the it girl. Wake up every single day happy. It is just simply unrealistic. Healing does not mean becoming the best version of yourself. Not yet, at least, and not as the first step. And that will come as consequence of a whole process that healing actually means, which is unlearning everything that is not right. Healing your inner child. Understanding your traumas. Having conversations with yourself, crying, and sometimes not getting out of bed, sometimes maybe not exercising because your body is asking for rest, sometimes resting, sometimes not working, sometimes being alone, or sometimes spending time with a lot of people and a lot of friends. Like, healing does not mean becoming the best version of yourself yet. It just means unbecoming everything that you don't want to be anymore, unlearning everything that hasn't worked for you, and then start building back up, and then become the best version of yourself, but starting from scratch, starting from zero. Number 19, life is so much more than whatever it is that you want to put after more. Life is so much more than a relationship. Life is so much more than a person. Life is so much more than a job. Life is so much more than a college career. Life is so much more than a grade. Life is so much more than a place. Like, your life, and you have to realize this to stop suffering so much, is composed of so many things. So many people, so many relationships, so many opportunities, so many moments, that if you make your life one single thing, you're gonna dishonor everything else that you have, and you will continue to suffer, because once you attach to something and once you feel like you need something to be happy, the universe will take it away from you. And this is only for you to realize that life is so much more. Life is so much more that, again, whatever you choose to put after more. Person, relationship, job, opportunity, grade, life is so much more. Number 20, we're getting to the end. Whatever you're losing is saving you from losing yourself. Whoever you're losing, whoever is breaking your heart, whoever you feel like you can't live without, and whoever whenever you're questioning God and life and the universe as to why are you taking them away from me if they were making me so happy, is saving you from losing yourself. It is saving you from a heartbreak that you would have not been able to recover from. Whatever opportunity you didn't get is saving you from losing yourself in it. Whatever place didn't work out is saving you from losing your identity or losing yourself, or a heartbreak that was going to be really, really hard to heal. Whatever you're not going through, and it is connected with, I think, number two, is saving you from losing yourself. Whoever you're losing, whatever you're losing, is saving you from losing yourself. And number 21, and to close off our 21 lesson list, good things are abundant, and this is the key to detachment. I'm gonna make a whole episode about this topic as well, because you guys ask a lot about detachment, but the only way to detach is to understand that good things are abundant. The fact that you're happy right now with whatever it is that you have doesn't mean that you can't be happy somewhere else eventually, with someone else, in another relationship, with other things. And as sad as it can sound, because when we're happy, we wish it lasted forever. Life has multiple outcomes, multiple people, multiple realities for us in the future. Just like a relationship was able to make you happy, another one is going to be able to make you happier. Just like a place is able to make you happy, some other place is going to be able to make you happier. Good things are abundant, and they will continue to happen to you for the rest of your life. So instead of attaching yourself to whatever is making you happy right now, enjoy it from a place of detachment, knowing that even if it ends, you're going to be able to experience happiness in the future somewhere else. Very long but helpful and needed list of lessons to learn. Again, I am the person that I am today because of all of these lessons. They have been hard to learn, some of them harder than others. I've been dragged through the mud emotionally in the past couple of years, but I look at this list and I'm like, I would have never learned these things if I hadn't been dragged through the mud at some point in my life, so everything was worth it. If I missed some things, definitely DM me and let me know, and maybe we can make a part two. If some of these were helpful for you, definitely post them or share them on social media so that more people can learn them as well. But those are my 21 things for you guys today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at @MafiAnsures everywhere. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media everywhere as well. I Missed Me podcast on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your $25 hoodie. Super cheap, super comfy. My friends wear them all the time. I've heard no complaints. And again, don't forget that by rating the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, taking a screenshot of that rating and sending it over to Instagram via DM, you're going to be able to claim your free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. I love you guys so much. With love, Mafe.